Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
There are so many unsung heroes in the sport of thoroughbred racing, and today I get for the very first time to recognize two unsung heroes during this very segment. We have talked with grooms and hot walkers and outriders and starting gate crew members. But today I had the privilege of visiting with Dean Carpenter, who serves as the chaplain at Keeneland, and with Jill Patterson, who is the founder and the owner of Bluegrass Behavioral Health Services in Lexington, Kentucky. And they have partnered to do some wonderful things for people on the backside. And I welcome them to Unsung Heroes here this morning. And Jill, I'm going to start with you, considering the fact that you are the one who came up with this whole concept. Congratulations and very, very well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Explain to me what Bluegrass Behavioral Health Services is and how you're working with horse racing to help those on the backside.
Sure. Well, I'll start kind of from how this started. I moved to Brazil about 3 years ago. I was working in various clinics providing mental health and addiction services. So I noticed in Brazil there was really nothing, no clinics, just really no opportunities for those suffering from mental illness and addiction to get help. So I just started during the pandemic, which is right during COVID, I started Bluegrass Behavioral Health Services. So I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and I assess, diagnose, and treat any type of mental illnesses. This includes depression, bipolar, anxiety. And then I also work with substance abuse. So as you've heard, the heroin epidemic is just climbing every day. And so I offer medication management, counseling for any type of addiction. This includes alcohol and any other type of substance use that someone is suffering from. How I got with Keeneland is that I have a good friend, Jim Perry. He introduced me to Dean, and we decided that there was really nothing that was being done for the people that work in the backstretch. And there are plenty that suffer from these illnesses. So we collaborated together, and we got this set up where I am seeing anyone that works in the backstretch, employees, trainers, jockeys, whoever it may be, that is having problems. They coordinate with Diana, who works in the chaplain office, and Dean, and then they communicate with me, and we get them scheduled, and it's been working out really well.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned Jim Perry, because he is the one who brought this story to my attention. Each week after Unsung Heroes, I ask listeners that if they know somebody they feel deserves to be an unsung hero and be recognized in our sport, that they bring it to my attention. And my thanks to Jim for doing so. Let me welcome in Dean Carpenter, the chaplain at Keeneland. Dean, when you got the phone call from Jill and she brought the idea up to you, what was your reaction?
Well, let me start by saying thanks for having us on the show. We appreciate it. I was so excited to hear about what Jill and her staff was doing, what the ideas they had. Here was the problem. I had had some resources in the past, and don't get me wrong, some good resources for behavioral health issues, but the problem was the wait time to get someone in to see somebody was getting longer all the time. And I probably credit that to the amount of behavioral health issues, mental issues, mental illness, substance abuse. But so I was excited about another resource that could be my main resource for issues such as this, because the only productive worker is a healthy worker, right? So I said, well, this is a good opportunity to get people in possibly quicker. And after going and touring the facility and talking to Jill and some of her staff, she assured me, and I'm still appreciative of this, that the wait time would be very minimal, and so far it has been. I mean, that's just such a blessing that we can get people in quick. Because here's what happens. If someone comes to my office or they come to see myself or Diana and they admit that they have a problem that they want help with, then if I say, okay, yeah, we're gonna get you set up, but you know it's gonna be 6 weeks before anyone can talk to you. Well, they don't really have that kind of time, because when they're ready, they're ready. And Jill and I talked about that, and that was why I was so excited that the wait time is very minimal. I mean, extremely minimal. Sometimes it's even less than 24 hours to get everything, you know, going. And that's so doable. 6 weeks, not so much doable. And I'm not saying anything negative about any other services. It's just a matter of we needed something that was going to be a little more efficient for us.
You know, we have seen mental health in the news recently as so many high-profile professional athletes have stepped away from their sport to kind of recalibrate and work on their mental health. And I know that there are other things. Jill, you mentioned substance abuse is something else that you'll do counseling with. How big of an issue is mental health and mental health well-being at the racetracks and on the backside? And I'll let either one of you take that one.
Okay. I'll start out. We see a lot. The chaplaincy, myself and Diana, the services coordinator there, we're set up to be a help, kind of a holistic approach. I mean, you know, the whole body, the mind, the, you know, the soul, the spirit of the person, the physical well-being. And what we are finding is a lot of the time, and I hope this makes sense, and I hope this makes sense to you too, Jill, but a lot of the time what we think may be a person struggling with someone like a physical issue, it really kind of, if we back up and look at the whole scenario, it's actually something that's stemmed from a mental health illness that was kind of an underlying problem. And and then after talking to people, you know, they open up, you know. It's I'm not the professional that Jill is when it comes to reading people and their problems, but we can tell that it's a growing problem, probably everywhere, you know, and on the back, you know, back stretch of the racetrack is no exception. And here's what I think it is, and I think Jill will agree with me. The people on the back stretch, as hard of workers as they are, they have a hard time settling, because they move from track to track to track. The majority of them move and make that circuit. So if you're in an unsettled state all the time, trying to get settled into a track, then it's kind of a unstable mental situation too. Does that make sense, Jill?
Absolutely. Yes, because like you said, they are traveling. Many of them, you know, don't have the family support that is nearby. You know, to help them with right. any type of problems that they're having. And then, again, they they're going to go to the next track. So, you know, it's hard to, I guess, you know, get that long-term trust. And that's what we're trying to establish, you know, with them. That it doesn't matter where you go. You know, we're going to be here. We do telehealth services. And so that will still be offered when they, you know, do leave the Lexington area.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a wonderful thing that you and your team, Jill, are doing, and Dean, that you and the team at Keeneland have put together. And I want to wish both of you all the best in this endeavor going forward. And each of you are definitely worthy of being called an unsung hero and worthy of being part of this segment presented by Claiborne this morning. Really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on what you've already accomplished, and all the best as you continue to build in the future.
Great. Thanks so much for having us today. And I know, Dean, thank you, Dean, for all that you've done for us.
It's
been so great.
Oh, thank you all. Thank each and every one for having us on the radio show, and Jill, for everything that you're doing, being so easy to work with. We appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, and if you want to learn more, you can go to bluegrassbehavioral.com. Just really great stuff, great work that they're doing behind the scenes. True unsung heroes in the sport of thoroughbred racing. That's what this segment is all about. I'm back right after this word from Claiborne.
Deep in the heart of horse country, from these Kentucky hills has sprung a legacy rivaled by few. From the all-time greats of yesterday to the breed-shaping bloodlines of today, our roots hold strong with the promise of tomorrow. For over a century, our passion has guided us to where we stand and everything we stand for. Claiborne Farm, the tradition continues.